But I said that to say that there still has to be that sense of self-application. Okay, how involved are you with your youth? In other words, today I think I would be more concerned. I'm going to ask, you know, of course, going to address it, but I would be more concerned about the teacher who's saying absolutely nothing than the one who's saying, here are that, here are the problem areas, here's some stuff that's going on. I'm writing it every day, and I write it every day. Okay, maybe there's a dilemma there, but hey, it's written, it's documented, but you know, in other classes, they ain't making the grade. In the classes, hadn't been the best behavior, but this teacher, this one teacher, has said something, or there's three teachers that said something, but there's one teacher, he hadn't written you anything. You see, that's the difference that I think we see now.
So you have parents then who actually see the church as a viable option, as a voice in the community, and come here to participate. Since is the church that's the oldest church, does that correspond with the members having the most community participation from the members who are, or Roswellians who are sort of considered to be true Roswellians, as opposed to sort of this new influx of people?
I will say that from a congregational makeup, congregation demographics is that we do have folks who attend who are of the people who grew up in Roswell. Although Zion also has some folks who grew up in Roswell. So the mix would be between the two churches, but probably demographically, Pleasant Hill probably has more people who grew up in Roswell attending the church here.
And so they would more likely, you think they are more likely going to have the pastor who's going to be someone who grew up in Roswell?
Well, maybe not necessarily, but because, you know, we have a now, the folks who grew up in Roswell are not the predominant percentage of our church in general anymore. But we do have, percentage-wise, as it relates to the other churches in Roswell, we do have a high percentage of folks who grew up in Roswell here. So if that makes sense, demographically, our church is made up of folks who have moved in or from other places, but percentage-wise, from all the other churches in the area, our church is high as it relates to people who have grown up in Roswell. So I won't say necessarily that we would need, that the church would look for someone to pastor who grew up in Roswell versus someone who did not grow up in Roswell.
Have there been conflicts then between the people who are sort of considered, you know, true Roswellians versus sort of this new Roswellian in terms of, you know, people who are named as deacons or who are, you know, in terms of the running of the church in general because of, say, you know, this is the Roswell way versus, you know, you're bringing in these new ideas and that's just not how we do it here.
No, I haven't had experience here at all. No, I don't even, we have had that experience, so to speak, from a church perspective. I think you would get it more general, maybe from a denominational perspective than you would